League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Who says purse snatcher?
Oh, no.
I don't want John to know. I don't want Dell to know.
We used to go out and pour champagne on our own heads.
Before Yoko Swifto got there. Yoko Swifto.
You're blaming Taylor Swift?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend with weed is better.
Yoko Swifto.
A friend with breasts and all the rest. A friend who's dressed in leather.
We're gonna play John Boy for you in just a little bit. Yoko Swifto. Well, that's not... That was actually...
I don't even want to say what it is. I want people to listen. We may have to replay it tomorrow, too, now that we know that it's a present story. But,
we just found this out that today's a holiday.
I've celebrated lots of presidents yesterday. Taft.
How stupid is this?
Adams.
President's Day should be the day after the Super Bowl. You know what? Make that present because
so you can kill off a Super Bowl day. Yeah. Monday. We still would be in.
No, I know. That'd be fine, but we'd have 2 days of Super Bowl talk after that. We'd be in. That's great.
It's weird for you to care about other people.
The country needs, and you know what?
Doesn't he usually just care about what's best for him?
I really do. I really do, but this is me, altruistic me. Okay? I care about the people. I'm a man of the people. I care about the people. Why are we having a holiday a week after the Super Bowl as opposed to the day of a holiday that nobody cares about? President's Cup, like it's some kind of holy day. It's not. Just move it to right after whenever the Super Bowl is played, right? I mean, we put President's Day right after.
Honestly, why couldn't you move it?
I couldn't.
It's not come on. Who cares? The only people care are kids who get the day off.
Well,
that's it.
Let's see.
And I guess if those of you who were, I didn't realize how many of you got based on, look, we always fill the board up very, very quickly. It's an overflow of people calling in for what did you learn? Not today.
Mm-mm.
Apparently other people get President's Day off when they already hate every if the president's not your party, you hate that president now. Like you can't have any respect. You hate them. Well, so you shouldn't get a day off. If you hate one of the presidents, you should not be allowed to have this.
And how about this? We used to celebrate Lincoln's birthday, the 12th.
We did?
Yeah, and the 12th was the day after the Super Bowl this year. Why would we not have President's Day?
Did we celebrate it? Did it become President's Day?
I guess it did, yeah. I think it did. I think Lincoln.
I don't remember celebrating Lincoln's birthday.
I'm pretty sure that's when President's Day was, is the 12th, or in that neighborhood. Why wouldn't you put it this year after the Super Bowl? You know what? I think all these politicians need to go. They don't care about the people. You know what? The border, whatever. Oh, the riots, whatever. Give us the day after the Super Bowl, okay? Then we're going to be, then everyone in unison, we can be a united community. If you would just give us the day after the Super Bowl off.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it would
bring the country together.
Nah, it would bring the country together, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, you are looking out for other people today. I like that.
That's what I do. Okay? That's what I do. So, anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. If you're actually out and about. I know today is a lot of people do. They get the day off and they actually take it. Like, there's a lot of days off that we never take because you know why?
Grinders.
Care about the people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Work hard. Now, we have certain people around the country who, like John Boy, who don't give us credit for that. Do we have that ready to play, Dell? The John Boy, you can just...
You can literally hit play off of what I tagged you on the Twitter.
No, I can't because he curses.
He curses?
Yes. I have to clean it up first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The other guy drops an F-bomb on her.
He drops an F-bomb. John Boy does at the very beginning.
The other guy is a former player. I don't know who that is.
Is he a former player?
Yeah, because he said he played against Jose Altuve.
Oh. Well, he lost.
Unless he was a minor
league. Well, he lost. Yeah, although he lost. David sent us a video, Chippendale. David sent. I learned that Yankee fan celebrates in season series wins. Dan Rourke sent out easily the best series of 2023. Yankees sweep the Astros, led by Jason Bleepin Dominguez. Remember that series? Jason Dominguez, who just came up and destroyed Astro pitching. It just destroyed it. It was at Minute Maid, and they swept the series. And this is something that Yankee fans are celebrating. An in-season sweep of the Astros. Well, congratulations. How was your playoff run this year, Yankees? Oh,
I let them do. I think it's funny. I don't even pay them any mind. Like, yeah.
They're just so. And that's why this whole, we're going to lose this guy. This is the best organization. It's not even close. This organization has been the greatest organization maybe in all of the Kansas City and the Astros and Golden State in their recent run. It's almost identical. The Chiefs, the Astros, and Golden State.
I'll say this, though. I think the Astros benefited from being horrific because it allows a true reset.
So did Golden State.
Low picks. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It allows low picks. I think that what makes them – building a champion was based on some great drafts by Jeff Luhnow, an understanding of crafting a roster, phenomenal player development over the years. And it's not just winning a title, obviously. It's maintaining and sustaining this. I think this is where the most difficult stuff comes in because if you really look at this, this is – you know, we're going back to 13-14. So it has been a decade. Yeah. It doesn't start at 17. It doesn't even start at 15. It starts with the drafting of George Springer and then Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers. Those draft and Singleton. Was that – oh, wait a minute. Did Luhnow draft George Springer, though? I don't know that he did. I don't think he did because it was already 13 when I was doing a show with Charlie Polillo.
Yeah.
On, so I don't think he even drafted him.
No.
But he did draft draft Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers.
Well, and Bregman, too. I mean, and all Bregman, that run.
Yeah, the next year. Right. Yeah, so great drafts, great development. You didn't have money. Money was not a concern. You had cheap labor. So it was easier then. But you did different things to sustain it. Bullpen here. Well, Click did that. But a lot of the bullpen moves you made were smart moves, fleecing the Dodgers out of Yordan. You've had some
Bagwell moves.
The Bagwell, no, don't trick me into that. The move for Verlander obviously was enormous. The Gerrit Cole move, but unfortunately, I think, and not unfortunately, it's just the way it is. Now is when all the work. If you want to say that you are truly a great organization, can you keep it going from this point forward? Can you still be the Patriots in another 10 years, where you have a 20-year run? Are you the Braves, where you have a 20-year run? Can you extend it like that? This is where the hardest work comes in now.
Well, okay, so in fairness, you're right. The Spurs had a 20-year run.
And they were helped by Tim Duncan when they
Patriots had a 20-year run.
They tanked, yeah.
Right. Nobody in football has had it.
Patriots.
Oh, excuse me, yeah. Patriots had a 20-year run.
That's why it's almost unheard of. Now, you've had people – look, the Eagles have had – Eagles have had extended success.
Nobody in baseball has had a 20-year run. Nobody.
The closest you get is decades, like Yankees, Dodgers, stuff like that. But no, 20 is awfully hard.
Well, back in the 50s, you had that, but you only had like four teams.
The Yankees had success in the 90s, but it's been up and down.
Once since 2009.
No, you're right. If the Astros are really good in seven of the next 10 years, it's almost unprecedented. Because now that is a four-year run. you basically would be 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. And I'm counting the COVID year. Let's just watch the COVID year. Even though you got to ALCS, let's just watch the COVID year because that was a bad season. You wouldn't have even been there if not for the rules. But you can wipe that out. 75% of the decade for a 10-year run, you're really good. If you do that again, yeah, you're doing things that have been done
very rarely
in the history of baseball.
Maybe. No, wait a minute. I'm just talking about modern baseball. Because back in the day, the Yankees dominated for decades. They dominated for decades. 40s, 50s, 60s, they were ridiculous. But they were, again, they were the only team. It was stupid. Now, if you do it now, that's why the Patriots run and the Spurs run is so incredibly awesome. Incredibly awesome. Well, Tim Duncan was around. Before Tim Duncan, they didn't win anything. They didn't win until Tim Duncan got there as rookie year.
No, but they were good.
They were good. They had David Robinson, but they also had the number one overall pick when David Robinson got hurt.
They tanked.
Yeah.
They tanked, and then they matched Robinson with Duncan. People forget that. They only think of Manu and Tony Parker. They matched them. But then they did a great job of drafting Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili. They were ahead of the game in international.
As soon as
but we were ahead of the game in international in some ways too.
As soon as Duncan arrived,
Popovich took over for Hill.
Bob Hill, beat it. I'm taking over.
All right, I'm ready.
Beat it.
Popovich is incredible.
Yeah.
Well, Popovich and now oversaw the tank and then he took over the job. He knew what he was doing. He's like, all right, we're tanking. I'm getting Tim Duncan and David Robinson together.
And look at how similar it is to the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots just sucked after Brady left, and now since Duncan is gone, the Spurs suck. I mean, it's all about the players. It's all about the players. Pop is a great, 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 great coach. Belichick's a great, 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 great coach. You don't have any players? You suck. You can't win. We've got a break. 817 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Giovanni, you'll be first up on the other side. Right now, we're talking about Doc Manavese. I was thinking about Doc Manavese, as a matter of fact. Listen, since I've stopped drinking, I don't get up in the middle of the night nearly as much as when I drink beer all day. And so find out for yourself, is it an enlarged prostate or you just have too many Coors Lights in you? Okay, you need to figure that out. What is the deal with you? And here's the deal with Doc Manavese. If you have symptoms, like if you are going to the bathroom so often, if you are getting up in the middle of the night so often, if you can't start and stop, if you can't hold it, all of these things are going on with your prostate. And if your prostate is enlarged, there's not cancer, then the only person to see is Doc Manavese. She is not – a doctor is going to tell you that you need an operation. You do not need an operation. All you need is an IV. All you need is 45 minutes to reduce your prostate. No pain. No surgery. Do not, if you know anyone who's getting prostate surgery that doesn't have cancer, then you got to stop them immediately and have them go to 975prostate.com. It can't be a simpler process. She can't be better at it. It's awesome. 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened?
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about this? This just came in. Will Kunkel says that Yiner Diaz will call his own games. Joe Espada trusts his catcher and is showing that confidence in him. Yiner said this week that the most important thing is his defense. He's got to really... I wonder if his focus and concentration on defense is going to take away from his hitting. I hope not. But he's still going to be a better hitter than Maldonado. Well, and here's the deal. Is the pitcher's ERA at one point last year, or midway through the season, Heiner's pitcher's ERA, his catcher's ERA was better than Maldonado's. Now, and he didn't get to catch Verlander or Fromber. I mean, so Yeah, he did. I think Maldonado did have to catch Montero some. So, but both guys did, I think. But here's the deal is they're going to miss Maldonado, but hopefully Diaz can get their confidence. Justin Verlander is going to call his own game. But Yiner Diaz has got to get the confidence of this. And I'm just worried that his focus on defense is going to be so extreme to gain the pitcher's confidence that it may take away from his offense this year.
Well, how's it going to be extreme?
Well, because he's going to be focusing so much on making sure that he knows all the hitters, that he is in tune. Right. No. That is his job, absolutely. But I think now that Maldonado is gone and, you know, he's got to live up to that. He's got to live up to what Maldonado did. That there's a chance that his offense will not be what it was last year.
Jim Crane, in an interview with Chris Baldwin for Paper City, noted that we're going to play our young catcher a lot.
He was disappointed. He goes,
we think we're in good shape. We got a backup catcher. We're going to play our young catcher a lot. We didn't get a lot of action. He didn't get a lot of action this past season. Now, he had way more starts than you think, and he had way more at-bats than you think. But Jim Crane, see, I know there were people who didn't think this was accurate when we were saying this. It's 100% accurate. The reason Dusty's not here is Dusty had final say on lineup, and he trusted his guy, Machete, and that's fine. But I think ultimately when Dusty thinks that 30-year-olds and bloggers got him, you know, he didn't want to be back here because of those guys, it was really the organization wanted to go in a different direction because Dusty wouldn't. He just had a hard time trusting Yiner Diaz. And they wanted, I mean, this guy had 23 home runs in more limited at-bats. He had was a pace for over 30 home runs as a rookie. I mean, he might have been rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Great chance to be rookie of the year if he had played him like that. His defense, his arm was good. His calling pitchers, I get it. I mean, it's over. I don't want to linger on it. But Dusty really did that to himself by not following up on some of what the team wanted. Apparently I was told there was this thing where in the minor leagues they were working on creating disruption on the base paths with what they were doing on first base. They were trying something to really get the pitchers to take up part of the clock and potentially have pitch count, you know, have clock count issues or to use the leverage of how long the count was to pitch against the pitcher from a concentration standpoint. So they were trying this stuff on first base where they would try to distract the pitcher with what they were doing. Dusty didn't like it. He didn't think that was real baseball to do that. And the Astros did it. Like one of the players did it. I think it may have been Chaz. Somebody did it on first. No, it was a player who had come up, was doing it on first base because it was an organizational-wide minor league thing they were trying. And Dusty's like, never do this again. This is not baseball. I don't know what you're doing. Don't do this again. And the guy who kind of started it came to what I was told. He kind of came to Dusty and like, hey, this is something where, just so you know, we're working on this in the minor leagues. He's like, I don't care. I've been in the game stuff. Ricky Henderson never did this, yeah. All this and that. So apparently there were some coaches on the staff, some who are still there, some who aren't, and Dusty and Machete, who were kind of old school and they're thinking, which is fine. They're like, this is the way it needs to be done. And then there were other guys, and Espada apparently was kind of on the, like Espada was open to everything that was being done. You know, anything that needed to be done that the organization thought was best, Espada was doing his role, and he thought, yeah, you know, let's give it a shot. And because that's how H.A. Hinch was.
Mm-hmm.
And Espada was that guy. And apparently the guy in the minor league system who was kind of creating all this just said, oh, we're going to keep doing it, but it's not going to be used on the major league level right now as it stands with Dusty. So it's just one of those philosophical differences. Dusty did an amazing job.
Well, Dusty's not here. And you hear Jim Crane talking about Yiner Diaz not playing last year. Jim Crane was none too pleased. Listen, Dusty lost his job because of Yiner Diaz and Chaz McCormick. Dusty might still be here right now if he had actually been not so hard-headed and we're going to do it my way. Huh. Because you know that Dana Brown went to him. Dana Brown talked about it. And publicly, we need to play our catcher. We need to, this guy to play more. And Dusty just said, no, it's just not happening. Sorry. And I make out the lineup. And you know what? That means you don't make out the lineup anymore. That's why you don't make out the lineup right now. Mm-hmm. That's why you're with the Giants as a consultant as opposed to being – because maybe you don't know – or maybe, you know, the owner – you got to do something that the owner wants, even if it's against your own wishes. Jim Crane just basically said it. Our catcher should have played more last year. And if and Dusty's hard-headedness is what got him fired. And trust me, it was not Dusty. It was not – Dusty wants out of here. Then why is Dusty still working if Dusty wanted out of here? Dusty didn't want out of here. Dusty was told you got to go because you're too hard. I mean, sorry. You're too hard-headed.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, Dusty's not here. But what does matter is that whatever they are, I do think the Astros want to be at the forefront of a lot of, you know, if there's a way to game the pitch clock stuff and take attention off of from the pitcher – because you're being disruptive on the base pass, that's great. Mm-hmm. You do that. You know, whatever. Apparently, they're supposed to move up and back. I was given a good friend of mine who you also know was talking to the guy who was responsible for this, and it was interesting. It's interesting what the Astros are trying to figure out because, you know, you want to take advantage of anything that you can, find a way to put it in your advantage, and that's what they were trying to do in the minor leagues.
All right, let's get Giovanni in here before – we have to take a break here. Hey, Giovanni.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to see if you guys caught the three-point contest and saw Sabrina Ionescu can really put up some points from the real three-point distance. And is there anyone that you guys would rather trade off the Rockets and have Sabrina on the team instead?
No, but I did see a three-point shootout. I did see Sabrina versus Steph. And
is
we talked about
anybody
this
on the Rockets right now
that you would trade for
last year, Deshaun Knicks.
Yeah, last year, yeah. Deshaun Knicks. But I do believe that I don't know if we're going to have a special shootout. I do think that we're going to begin to see Caitlin Clark and Ionescu, or you may have women's versus men's, something like that. But okay, did you catch what Kenny Smith said that became a big controversy?
No. Let's do it on the other side.
Okay.
We got a lot to do still right here on ESPN 97.5
and
92.5.
John Boy shouting us out.
We got John Boy. That. We've got Charles Barkley. There's all kinds of
stuff. We've got Ship Talk on the other side.
Oh, Ship Talk
is coming up.
Ooh, you might.
Charles will be featured.
Charles is getting in there?
Well, okay. Yeah. He aligns with you on his thoughts on San Francisco.
Me. And Lance is the one.
And Lance.
And Lance Me. Is actually. I love San Francisco.
What did I do?
Well, you'll hear Charles, and we'll see if you agree.
Okay. I really, you know what they don't have there? A rodeo. You know what we got here? A rodeo. And if you want to be rodeo ready, the 1836 boot line at Republic Boot Company is perfect because it starts at $395 for beautiful boots. And you say, well, those boots aren't custom fit to my foot. Yes, they will be because you get your foot into that thing, and they will stretch it and bend it, and they can because it's leather. They don't use anything but leather. Leather, 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 that's it. While the other boot companies, they have all this other crap in it. That's not what they're doing at Republic Boot Company. Actually, 1836 is their line. But they also customize boots. Now, you want rodeo ready? They've got that right now. They've got suits. They've got shoes. They got boots. They've got hats. They've got shirts and briefcases, everything. Rodeo ready right now. You want to customize something for yourself? And when you see the line that they have, when you see what they do, it's incredible. We are going to be there next Monday, as a matter of fact, and we want you all to come out. They've got an open bar. You don't have to pay for anything. They don't have a liquor license, so they can't charge you for it. So you come and hang out with us and watch the show. And every Friday they have bands there that you just go and enjoy. It is Texas. People, there's nothing more Texas than the Republic Boot Company. You're looking for any kind of rodeo ready, or if you want to customize something for yourself, 1133 East 11th Street in the Heights, go to republicbootcompany.com. That's republicbootcompany.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the next Father God.
What's your name?
What's my name?
Father of all Greece.
currently in the Veritex Community Bank Studios. One is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Time for Ship Talk. Dell brings it every week. The Jackie's, we're going to call it the Jackie Goss.
Unless he wants a sponsor, we're not mentioning his name.
No. It's Jackie Goss. Yeah, we're going to quit. Ship Talk.
Let's not mention he doesn't like it because we don't care.
We don't care.
We do like
if
it.
He
we
wants to pay.
Care.
No.
No,
he loves it.
Who cares? If he wants to pay for a segment, we'll mention his name as much as he wants. But we don't do the show specifically for Jackie.
Yeah. Ship Talk.
We don't even know.
It's Jackie Goss's Ship Talk.
We're not even sure the signal reaches where he lives.
Well, no, nothing reaches there.
That's my point.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got for us?
We're going to start.
I got one.
Well, the All-Star game was in Indiana. The city or the state of Indiana and the city of Indianapolis caught some flack because of the weather, something they can't control. Well, Josh Hart does a podcast with Jalen Brunson. They're both Villanova guys. They now play on the Knicks. Good team this year. Josh Hart has thoughts on Indiana, and no matter the weather, no matter the situation, he's not going there.
Hell no, I'm not going to Indianapolis.
Can you give me a PJ and a PJ back?
I'm not. If I don't have to play the Indiana Pacers, I'm not stepping foot in that state.
How about you tell your people to get you a little appearance? We could PJ.
He would have said no. I do not want to be in Indiana for any All-Star break, any anything. I am not an Indiana guy.
You don't want to be there when you play the Pacers.
I don't want to be there then. I am not an Indiana fan. Now, basketball court in the airport? Dope idea.
Is that Indiana?
Yeah.
When they put
there's nothing like TSA tearing an ACL before the flight, you know?
That's kind of raw when you come at a whole entire city like that.
Yeah, Josh Hart, noted meme lord when it comes to NBA stuff. Pretty clear on his dislike for at least the city of Indianapolis, maybe the entire state. We talked about L'Jarius Sneed last week. Good corner, coming up on a new deal. He's with your favorite, Kay Adams, on her. I don't know if you call it a podcast, but certainly it's online.
I'm off Kay Adams. You already know that.
Well, yeah, said.
She looks like Skeletor.
There's a picture in the group chat. She's skinny. Kay Adams.
Kay
Adams is a little woman. And she's on TV, so that generally leads to skinny. Here is L'Jarius Sneed on her show.
What would you like to say as we wrap the show up here to Brett Veach? And I have a lot of love for your GM and what he's done building this dynasty. What would you like to say?
Man, pay me. Pay me. Pay me. That's what I got to say. Pay me.
The man wants to get paid.
That's all. I mean, I can't. He didn't write it on his shoes.
No, right? He did not. He didn't talk about Brett Veach's attire.
No.
Like Steven Nelson would.
Yeah.
But
maybe he should have said that.
Yeah.
No.
With your dumb suits.
Pay me. He wants to get paid.
I think Rhett would love to if they had unlimited money pay you, but they're going to have to pay you and Pat and Chris Jones.
Oh, you think a cornerback is all that self-aware? Just give me my money. I don't care about all the other stuff.
Well, it's not his job to...
Well, then you're going to lose one of your best players then,
I
guess.
Yeah, I think you are. I think he's the guy that goes, and I think they hold on to Chris Jones. I saw what it's going to take. So Chris Jones, they tagged him over the... I think on Friday they put some kind of tag on him. Basically, if they want to franchise him again, it's going to cost over $32 million. He is getting paid like a quarterback, for sure. For sure in the regular... They have $28 million as his... $28 million a year is going to be his amount according to SpotTrack. I think it goes closer to 30 because that's where Aaron Donald is. So I think Chris Jones, if you have to take your – and they have $26 million right now, so they're already going to have to let some guys walk. They're already going to have to make some moves. I don't see how you can keep Chris Jones and L.J. Sneed. Now, we haven't talked about L.J. Sneed, but we did talk about Chris Jones, but L.J. Sneed's another one.
Yeah, what you got
to
pay him?
I wouldn't mind it. You got to pay him a lot. Once again, this is the kind of move you can make when you have a rookie quarterback contract. It allows you to do this. This is why it's a big deal. It wouldn't be a big deal. Well, you get to reset the rookie contract, the rookie quarterback contract. Okay, well, why is that a big deal? Well, I don't know. You just don't have to pay him as much. No, it's because you can spend in free agency
and
put stuff around him or keep your own guys. So the Texans right now need to be keeping their own guy in Nico, figuring out the rest of how you want to do it. Maybe even, you know, Grenard. I don't know. We'll see how they do that. But go get a hammer, whether it's D-tackle or linebacker or wide receiver. I mean, D-tackle, cornerback, or wide receiver. The Texans should come out of this free agency period with one of those, with one of the best players at those positions. For sure. They have that money.
Agree.
We heard Josh Hart talk about Indianapolis. Here's Chuck, Charles Barkley, at the All-Star festivities during the game. And he asked Draymond. They're doing like a little simulcast together. So we know Draymond plays for the Warriors. They moved to San Francisco. Chuck has thoughts on San Francisco. As I said, they kind of align with the two guys in the studio.
Hey, Reggie, we love you. Let's not have another All-Star in Indiana. Let's let this be the last one. Come on, man.
Was it the snow, Draymond?
You spent enough time here, Reggie. You don't need to come back for All-Star.
Was it the minus 17 degrees?
Hey, Reggie.
Yes?
If you had a chance of being cold or being around a bunch of homeless crooks in San Francisco,
that's crazy.
Oh, no.
You're not welcome.
We love San Francisco.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You can't even walk around down
yes,
there.
Yes, you can walk around.
Yeah, with a bulletproof bag.
I used to love San Francisco. I went back, this is before I knew it was a thing. We got the window smashed out of a car. My wife had her bag stolen that had her planner and her shoes that she was using for training for her first marathon. So that was before we knew it was like a thing. And we were with a group of people. And then we went back, I think, a year after that, and it somehow had gotten worse in 1 year. We were downtown, and we're like, this is a little rougher than we remembered it. And then it's gone sideways even more since then. I mean, they had to hire people to pick up human poo.
It's over $100,000 a year job picking up poo in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And that's poverty line.
Well, you're
in San Francisco.
Well, yeah,
it is.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. So, that's not San Francisco. I love the city. I love the way it's beautiful, but it's not. It's gone way,
it's
way.
It's beautiful.
Indiana's fine. I'll be in Indiana in a week and a half or whatever. Indiana's fine. I never thought it would be great for All-Star weekend.
17 degrees is bad.
Yeah, so it was freezing cold. It was snowing. But the other thing is, Indiana is very centrally located. It's great for events. Really good. They have a fantastic convention center. It's great for all that stuff. For NBA All-Star Weekend and the parties and everything like that, I don't know that anyone's like, have you gone to St. Elmo's for the spicy shrimp cocktail? Yeah. I don't know that anybody is really making as big a deal about the shrimp cocktail at Elmo's.
Didn't they go from Utah to
Indiana?
Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could there
No, no, no. Utah was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Didn't it go Utah, Sacramento, Indiana, or was it Utah, Indiana?
I don't think it's been to Sacramento.
Well, they're basically
yet.
Trying to... This is Adam Silver. No, it is, because I've talked about this before. This is Adam Silver trying to get rid of All-Star Weekend being a thing.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to get back to real All-Stars, All-Star stuff.
Well, he talked about it.
Would that be Black Super Bowl?
What?
Not in Utah.
Not in Utah and Indiana.
Well, no. He has talked about they made it less entertainment type stuff. The halftime show is shorter, only one song. The intros were traditional intros, more like what we're used to as opposed to common did in the past. But yeah, still didn't work because the players don't care, and that'll always be a problem. We're going to go off the beaten path here a little bit. This guy, or the person being talked about, has real King Butter energy. If you don't know who King Butter is, it's Lance's ex step brother.
Yeah.
But
changed his name to King Butter.
Yes.
Butter energy.
He's actually ordained reverend online now, so okay. He's Reverend King Butter.
Well, this is a daughter talking
That's real.
Well, this this is a daughter talking about her father, and like I said, the father has real King Butter energy.
My dad abandoned my family when I was 5 years old. That is a wife and four kids. He abandoned us and then pursued amateur breakdancing. And he got really good. He like blew up. Like he became like a D-list celebrity status, like viral breakdancer. He became like the oldest actively competing breakdancer in the world. And then he got on Good Morning America and talk shows and Washington Post wrote about him. And he went super viral and he did all these interviews and he danced with Paula Abdul. Here, I'll show you.
To see, take a look at the 60-year-old breakdancer.
I believe that's Michael Strahan talking about it.
Dancing competition in Philadelphia, and he may not have won, but he—I tell you what—he is winning over a lot of people on the internet.
Yes.
He really is.
Yeah. Yep, he won over a lot of people on the internet.
This guy wouldn't pay my medical bills.
This guy wouldn't pay my medical bills.
This guy abandoned his family
to become an amateur breakdancer.
To be a breakdancer.
An amateur breakdancer.
I mean, he is pretty good.
The internet loves him.
Look at him.
Well, until now, you go viral and find out what happens now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you tell people what you're watching right now? What's he doing right now? His breakdancing. What's he doing it with?
Oh, he is with a baton?
Nunchucks.
Nunchucks? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's really more popping and locking with nunchucks. But this is, I got to say.
Yeah,
look,
he's great.
It's not acceptable for him to have done that to his family. This is King Butter energy, though. You're right. You nailed this. You nailed this.
840.
But I will. I mean, at least he pursued
at
something.
At least he's good
he
at it.
Really, I don't know if he's going to make a lot of money. This is guy 60. He's got tremendous core strength, and he's got the heart of a young man.
And he's these flexible. Are moves,
yeah, these are moves that
he's
are
got,
they're
got
legit the, moves.
He didn't win. Could he be our breakdancer in the Olympics?
In seniors category?
Usually the Olympics have these stories that are heartwarming. I don't know if what he did to pursue this? He left his family. I don't know if they want that.
Well, if they had him on, I guarantee the internet. No, yeah. The internet 100% with, while you're telling that story, tell this story.
Tom Rinaldi. So how do you feel that you had to leave your family? To live your
what
dreams.
A sacrifice.
What most people
how you sacrifice.
Most people your live four for their kids family. Their
and
family
wife
to go live your
extended,
dream.
They work tireless hours, working two jobs sometime to send people through college. But for Ben Hart, the family was nothing more than an obstacle, an impediment that he had to remove so that he could pursue his dream, a dream which has become a reality. That's how it would start out.
Yeah.
And then you see him popping and locking like...
Dude looks like he's had a couple in his life, too. He looks rough. 847 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for us to talk. It could be rough for you right now because you, my friends, might have some kind of plumbing issue. And if you've got a plumbing issue, this is the number that you have to put in your phone. 281-488-6238. It's important that you have that. Listen. To go directly, and you might talk to Mary there or whatever, but put that number in your phone, 281-488-6238, because you go to the website, and then there's, you know, and then they got to contact you and all of that stuff. It might be an emergency that you need. I had an emergency where I had a leak, and my floorboards are starting to come up, and I'm like, what the bleep is going on here? And here comes Aqueduct Plumbing, saved the day, called Resto Pros. Resto Pros came in, saved the day. And you might have that kind of issue. So if you have any issue at all, 281-488-6238.
Yeah, the phone number John just gave you is going to be a lifesaver. And even if you don't need them now, put it in your phone and just put plumber. Just put, you know, 97.5 plumber, whatever you want to, because you need to have them available for emergencies. But you need to also have somebody you can trust for the smaller jobs. And it's going to be Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it!
A51. John and Lance, Dell, taking you up to Paul Gallant's. Want to make sure that... you guys know you can listen on the app at any time you want. You can stream it. Go download the ESPN 97.5 app, and you can listen to ESPN 97.5 or 92.5 on your radio. By the way,
Monday, we're going to be at Republic Boot Company. Next Monday.
Yeah, that's 26.
We're
going to be live at Republic Boot Company. They're going to have They're going to have discounts and deals for people who are in the location with us. There's going to be, I believe there's going to be some breakfast there for you as well.
The day before the rodeo starts.
Day before the rodeo starts. So you can come get your boots, your hat, your accessories, your belt buckle, your belt, whatever you want to do to rodeo up, they got you covered. And if you've already got some stuff, but you've always wanted to check it out because you've heard a lot about it either from us or previously, I promise you on my kids, it will supersede anything that you've ever thought you would see from Republic Boot Company. It is a phenomenal store. Love the people in there. And they've got one of the premier boot makers who works right there in the back, one of the best in the entire country, who's just right there in the Heights. It's really, really cool. Alex Bregman, before we get to John Boy, Alex Bregman, I think we both feel like if a deal is going to get done for one of Bregman or Tucker, Bregman's the guy we at least feel, I don't know, do you think they've already decided on Bregman? I still think there's a chance.
No, Scott Boras has decided already. Bregman's going to free agency. Scott Boras has said this is totally different than Jose Altuve.
That's fine.
He's going to test the market.
That's fine. He can test the market. Well, let's hear from Alex Bregman talking about his contract. I haven't heard this yet, but I got a funny feeling he's going to say, I think we can come to an agreement.
We're listening to everything that the team has to say. And just letting Scott and the Astros do that together and handle that for me so that way I could be fully focused on baseball, my teammates, winning, and the things that I love to do, playing ball for this great city.
Alex Bregman will be, I'm saying it here right now, a top five MVP candidate this year.
This year?
This year.
Because of contract or just because?
Because it's a contract year. Alex Bregman has focused. He says he is in a great, probably the best place that he's been in heading into spring training.
Such a damning thing to say that, once it's time to do it for money, he'll actually try.
No, that's
what it always sounds like to me.
But that's not it.
Why is he not more focused in other years?
I didn't say he said he was more focused. I didn't say that he said that. I'm saying that. He does feel good. He said, I feel great about my swing right now. I feel good. I feel really, really good. He worked hard this offseason. It's a contract year. That's what happens in sports. It's contract year. Guys play out their ass. Alex Bregman, and you know what? The Astros are going to benefit if he is a top five MVP guy. The Astros benefit. Now, he's going to benefit greatly in the offseason when he gets... But he ain't signing here. You ain't getting no hometown discount. He ain't signing before he hits free agency.
The Astros won't. So what you're saying is there's no chance the Astros sign a guy who won't take a discount.
That's right. No, I'm saying that he wants market value. And market value, he thinks he's Manny Machado. He ain't Manny Machado.
Well, he'll find out he's not on the market.
Well, that's right. But he's got to get to the market.
No one's getting a Machado. But what I'm asking is there a chance that the Astros look at the market value and say, okay, we'll do this. Is there a chance the market
will? Zero chance. But
zero chance?
Well, here's why. It's because he's not Manny Machado. He thinks he's
not.
Listen, guys all the time overvalue themselves.
Right. I know. That's my point. If he goes out in the market, thinks he's Manny Machado, finds out he's not, is there a chance the Astros
I'm talking about signing him now.
No. I know it's not now. Yeah. He's going to test the market. Is there a chance, though, he gets out there, finds out that – because we saw what Carlos Correa –
Yeah.
Now, part of that is because the injuries, teams tried to sign him, and he kept failing
the
physicals.
And
there were issues physically that teams were
leery of. He would have signed that big deal if it wasn't for his foot. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't as big a deal as he, how big, I can't remember.
It was huge. His deal with the Mets was huge.
Was it over 300?
Yeah.
I think it was just below, right?
I think it was over 300. Bells, yeah.
And then he ended up with...
Yeah.
Nothing even
San Francisco,
like that.
Same thing. And he couldn't. And that's the only reason it held him back. If Bregman doesn't have any injuries, Bregman is not Manny Machado. And he's not getting Manny Machado money.
No.
But Bregman thinks he is, and Boras thinks he is.
But that's irrelevant. It's what the market says. So when you test the market, that is going to be the great equalizer. And if the market says, like you do, that you're not Manny Machado, which they will, and he comes back to the pack, what is market value look like, and can the Astros get involved?
That's a different story.
Well, that's what I'm asking, because that's the reality.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. But here's the deal. He's going to be 30, and he's going to want a longer deal.
What does market
say he is? And the Astros don't do longer.
What do you predict market says he is? Over, under, 7.5 years.
Oh.
I think we're looking at
I think he's looking at an 8-year deal. I think he's looking
you
at
do think so?
Deal. Yeah.
Okay. Probably. So that's why I made it 7.5.
Yeah. And he's probably an 8-year deal, and he's probably a 26-a-year guy.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But I don't think that's the Astros.
8's too long.
The Astros ain't doing
it. If you went 6 at 28, and if you're the Astros, I'd look at that for sure.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You said 8-26?
8-26.
I'd go 6-28.
Right.
Jim, let's get it done.
All right. Well, I don't know that that's going to happen, but neither here nor there. Alex Bregman's going to have a great year. Great year.
I hope you're right. It'll be, I think, the first year he gets off. If he's going to have a great year, I mean, he either gets off to a good start or a bad start or an average start doesn't last as long.
Yeah.
If he's going to be a top five MVP candidate, I mean, you can have a down month and still become an MVP candidate. Yeah. But if this is going to be the year that Alex finally gets it together early, yeah, that'd be great.
Right. All right. When we come back, we got John Boy, who talked about us on his podcast.
We think it was us.
We know it was us. And we've also got a couple of things. We got the worst managerial decision in the history of baseball. That's what it was entitled in an Instagram tweet. And we also have one of the worst contracts given out this weekend. And there's proof of it. It's one of the worst. And we'll tell you why. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, you've got Allstate Siding.
Allstate Windows and Siding. It's not just siding, although, you know what? I'll focus on siding. No, I got to tell you about windows, because right now, you're going to be cold in your house. For those of you who have single-pane windows, A, you have an old home with original windows. That's what we're looking at. If you have a home that is unusually cold, there's a good chance that you've got a breeze going through there or a draft going through there because your windows are not properly fit, and so they're leaking. You'd be amazed at what a leaky window can do to your air conditioning bill or to your heating bill or to your comfort in the home or the dust in your home. Get windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're made in Texas for Texas tough weather, and they are Texas tough with an installation process that never has any broken glass. They didn't patent the process, but they created the process so you don't have broken glass. They take it out very, very quickly. The installation happens before you know it, and it's great because you now have windows that are sealed properly. They give you less noise outside because they're double pane, double strength. You have less dust in your home, and they add a layer of safety. And I didn't even get to the part that it makes your house look way, way better. It really updates the exterior of your home. Allstate Windows and Siding. Make sure that you, when you get your window quote, tell them you're an ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listener, and they will give you a big discount on the windows. They'll tell you what specials they have. They'll do the same thing with siding as well. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door.
So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.